Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We are joined in studio by Blues interim head coach Drew Bannister, coming off of this season. Drew, we appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, these days are difficult. I think you know we're certainly not where we want to be today. We probably be wishing that we're sitting here talking about our first opponent in the playoffs. So I think, you know, today's are difficult days when you come in and clean up and kind of, you know, the reality hits you that your season's over and that you have a long summer ahead of you to kind of, you know, obviously digest the year and then, you know, refocus yourself on things that as a team that we have to do better and that we can be better at for next year when September comes around.
Drew, I was reading Matt DeFrank's piece on the Post-Dispatch just about, you know, the transition and the full year kind of looking back for you. And you had mentioned the differences in terms of practice timing in the AHL versus the NHL to where you said, like, typically in the AHL, you have an entire week to practice before your games. And the NHL, not only did you start in the middle of the season, but you started with no practice time. That's not an easy task.
No, it isn't. And I think that was one of the adjustments that I had to make, for myself and a little bit of an eye opener for me too, just coming in and jumping right into the fire, having a morning skate with the guys and then playing that night. And then just kind of playing like you're playing almost every second day at this level, where at the American League level, we might mix in a game on a Wednesday and play Friday, Saturday, and then you don't play until the next Friday. You're able to really break down your games over the weekend, focus, you know, more on your team player, individual player, skill play for the development of those players. So that was the adjustment for me, I think, at the NHL level was, you know, making sure that, one, we prioritize, you know, as much practice time as we could get, when we had it, and then, you know, two, obviously getting the rest that the players need and deserve to make sure that they're rested, and then just focusing on, you know, our upcoming games or our previous games and meetings and obviously video and how you would go through that on a day-to-day process.
Drew, what did you learn about yourself this year as a head coach doing it at this level? I'm sure you always had belief and confidence in yourself that you could get here and you could be successful when you did. But what did you learn about yourself in this experience?
Yeah. And I think that's an evolution of a coach. And as a young coach, I think, my first opportunity to coach major junior hockey coming out of as an assistant coach in Owen Sound and getting that opportunity in the Sioux, you know, there's always, not that there's doubt, but you're always going into the season, you know, am I prepared? Am I ready for this? You know, and I think once you hit the ground running, you're constantly learning. You're learning about your players, new players that you haven't coached before. And then you're starting to build relationships with them. And then the kind of the evolution of your coach and your relationship with your players just kind of takes over. And obviously a lot of confidence in yourself and then in the team that you're leading in that season. And I think, you know, it was similar to my evolution from when I left Sault Ste. Marie to going to the American Hockey League. And again, you know, dealing with teenagers and now dealing with grown men that have, you know, families. So that there was an adjustment there. And again, just the time, you know, San Antonio, although it was in the American League, I think we had to travel a lot. So there was management of, you know, usually our days off were spent in the air in San Antonio, which really took away from the development of our players at that time. And I think, you know, certainly for me, and I think for the organization, that when we made that change from San Antonio to Springfield, we really saw like a big change in the development of our players and the time that we were able to spend with those players on the ice. For instance, you know, when I look at the travel, the only time we ever got on the plane was go to Charlotte, really. So we have, you know, we have Hartford, which is 30 minutes away. We have Bridgeport, that's an hour and a half away. We had Providence, that was, you know, an hour and 20 minutes away. So you were always going in and coming back. So you're always spending your time in bed. But then you had time for days off, for extra practice times. And, you know, we were able to break things up and have skill sessions to break up the monotony of just day-to-day kind of practices. So, and then, you know, what we talked about now, the difference between, you know, where I was at the American League level and the time management coming to the NHL. I mean, it's just an evolution of that, learning, getting better, making some mistakes as a coach, and then learning from them, and again, continuously getting better at each level.
Drew, you mentioned relationships with the players, and for somebody who's been in the OHL, the AHL, Doug spoke about, you know, the qualities that he's looking for in the next permanent head coach is somebody who has the ears of the veterans but a pulse for the younger players. Do you feel like you built a relationship strongly with this roster?
Yeah, I think the one of the things that was the trip with made the transition, not that it was ever easy, but I think the relationships that I had built with a lot of the players that had come through, whether San Antonio or Springfield, that were already here in St. Louis, and then some of the players that came. So I had a lot of, you know, strong relationships with those players, and they knew who I was as a person. They knew who I was as a coach and the expectations I had. And, you know, I talked about Jordan Binnington, you know, in the previous press conference, like, you know, Jordan was my goalie when I first became a coach in Owen Sound as an assistant coach. So we've kind of gone through this evolution together, you know, and I went from Owen Sound to the Sioux, and then, you know, my first American League coaching job was in San Antonio, where Binner was my goalie, and then my first head coaching job was in St. Louis, where Binner's a goalie. So, you know, we talked about that today, and just the evolution of him and how he's grown as a man and a person and as a goalie. Just really proud to be a part of that and see his growth, you know, and where he's come. You know, to your point, you know, the relationships for me, I think coming in, you know, and having those relationships built before was made it a lot easier for me to connect with those players. A lot of my talks were with the older players, the leadership group that maybe didn't know me as much, and trying to build and start relationships with them.
Blues interim head coach Drew Bannister joining us here on BK and Ferrario for another few minutes. Drew, what has Doug Armstrong told you about what comes next for you guys in this process of potentially taking the interim tag off? Like, what does the next few weeks, couple of months look like for Drew Bannister in that regard?
Well, I think, as you know, Doug's kind of keeps things pretty, sure, pretty close to himself. So, I mean, he, you know, from day one, he's been completely honest with me. There's been no expectations or no promises. There's been expectations of what he needed as me as a coach. And certainly to my ability, I believe that I was able to do a lot of those things. So, you know, we've built a relationship over the last 4 months where maybe we didn't have that previously, just because I wasn't working with him day to day. So I think Doug and I know each other. We built a strong relationship over the last 4 months of getting to know each other as people, and him getting to know me as a coach and me vice versa as a general manager. As far as the process is just the process. It could take 2 days. It could take, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I don't know. But that's part of being a coach, you know, and obviously for me, I'm excited to be a part of that process, and I'm proud to be a part of that process, and I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity from Doug and from Tom and the ownership and the rest of the management to give me that opportunity.
As a little bit of a follow-up on that, Doug talked today about how the growth this season that he saw in some of the young players was why he would consider this season to be a success. He saw it. You guys saw it from Jake Nabors. You saw it from Matt Kessel. You saw it from Bull Duke, for example. That can be difficult, though, as a coach, where your goal is to win every game, of course.
Yep.
And so when you're in that role as the head coach of a team that is going through a bit of a retool where you are trying to grow with some of the young guys, what is that like for a head coach?
Yeah, I think I look at it a little bit differently. Like, I think for me, you know, coming out of junior hockey, that's what it was about. You know, obviously that you want to win. You know, but in junior hockey, it's a lot about development. You have to develop before you can get to that year. And I think, you know, my first year in Sault Ste. Marie, we were a young team. You know, I was not forced to play younger players, but I felt, you know, at the end of the day, like we're only going to be better in year two and year three by playing these players and building their games and gaining their trust. You know, in that year one, we were young. We ended up coming up against the number one team in the nation, which was Sarnia. I had a young Morgan Frost, who was a 16-year-old playing center, second line center, and we ended up beating that team out in seven games in the first round. And, you know, that was kind of the evolution of our team. And then we went on to, you know, in our third year with that group, I think we lost four games that year. You know, we won 25 or 26 games in a row at one point, ended up losing in the finals, but it was, you know, the evolution of, you know, building that youth to get to that point. And a lot of the players, like, when I look at the players that we've had, you know, whether it's a Jakey Nabors or a Torpo, a Kessel, a Tucker, you know, Bull Duke and Dean and Hofer, like usually, you know, for me in previous years, I'm watching them go up and I'm watching them from afar, yeah. You know, which you're kind of like a proud father going up there, seeing them go in and, you know, do well. And you live the dream with them a little bit as their American League coach. They come in and they're bright eyed and, you know, they get off to a little bit of a rocky start and then they start to kind of build their game and you see the confidence in them. And you want these kids to do well, you know, and they finally get their opportunity to come up the NHL and you're watching from afar. So this was a little bit different for me, having those players at the beginning of the year and then seeing, you know, a Zach Bull Duke or a Zach Dean come up and actually play in their first NHL game, and being a player myself and going through that process, there, you know, and it's hard to explain it to the listeners sometimes, but like these, you know, not just Canadian kids, but American Europeans, like growing up, you know, and you know, I can only speak for myself, but you know, the years that of dedication that goes into it, but also, you know, the like your parents and a lot that they give up and sacrifice and, you know, the playing on outdoor rinks and the playing mini sticks, you know, on tournaments in the hallways. But it's always to play for the Stanley Cup, yeah. You know, and have an opportunity to play in the NHL. And so I, you know, you get to see those young players now come up, you know, that I coached the American League and now I'm here and I see them come up and they're able to play in their first game. And then, you know, how they both, and not only just, you know, the two Zachs, but, you know, Kessel and Tucker and Hofer and Jakey Nabors and Torpo, how they've really, you know, grown as players and, you know, had a ton of success this year. You know, just as a coach, you really kind of relish those moments, I guess, and you feel somewhat, you know, proud of, yeah, these players because they're like kind of like your kids when you kind of bring them up in the American Hockey League and then they get to where they want to be and you see them have all the success that they're having.
So, Drew, final one from me. You finish the season, the team finishes 11 games above 500. It's 11-point difference from last year to this year. From a head coach's perspective that was here for half of a season, do you feel like this team, this roster, this franchise is in a good position to see the other side of this retool?
Yeah, I think we built a good foundation, and I think there's a lot of lessons that we can take and reflect on this summer that is certainly going to make us a better hockey team. And I think, like I said, I think at this time next year with this team, we're going to be sitting here talking about playoffs and not going home in the summertime and being disappointed. I really believe in this group in here, and I believe that they're ready to take the next step.
He's Blues interim head coach Drew Bannister. We sincerely appreciate him taking a little bit of time with us today.